I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This first week in November, and an amazing game yesterday to start that feeling here in Pittsburgh of, wait a minute, it's not over. The Steelers beat the Colts, who were at 7-1 rolling into Acrisure yesterday. And joining us every Monday at this time, our Odyssey sports director, he was there, Jeff Hathorn, and he's here. You can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com and our KDK Radio YouTube page, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good weekend for Pittsburgh sports teams, for college teams, basically for everyone in the area, except for Penn State, had a good weekend.
Yeah, you knew that game, by the way, at the Shoe, big game since Penn State and Ohio State at the beginning of this college football season were ranked 1 and 2, respectively. It's been an unbelievable transfer of that kind of power for Penn State. So Ohio State still undefeated. I guess that wasn't a surprise outcome for that game, though they had hoped Terry Smith would find a way to win in Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, the last time Penn State, I think, won in Columbus, Tom Bradley was the interim head coach at that time. And, you know, West Virginia got the upset of Houston. And then, of course, we saw the Panthers beat Stanford on Saturday.
Yeah, they hadn't played there in 100 years. You had the play-by-play for Bill Hillgrove, who's preparing for tonight in the open of basketball season. It will be Bill's 56th year doing play-by-play for the Hoops team. So we'll be listening to him and Curtis Aiken. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin asked about the pivotal part of the game yesterday, and it was that stripped sack by T.J. Watt.
It was everything. You know, we were running on the beach offensively. We needed a short field, and like all great players do, man, he provided it when we needed it most.
We were running on the beach offensively, meaning they were stuck in the mud somewhat, in this case the sand, and then that strip sack did seem to turn everything when the Steelers were down 7. It looked like the Colts may get more.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that can be a literal description of Acrisure Field, but I think he was going with the beach reference there. Yeah, I mean, I think the muff punt was a big play, but then the Steelers didn't score off it. So you kind of felt like Indy was grabbing that momentum back. They were driving. They're at the Steelers 38. Didn't look like, I mean, the Steelers might get a third down stop, but they weren't getting the fourth down stop. And, you know, Indy on that, by the way, on that first drive had 8 plays of 1 yard or fewer and scored a touchdown. 8 plays of a yard or less. But they were making the key plays at the key times, and they were doing that again on this subsequent drive. And then T.J. Watt comes around the edge, knocks the ball free from Daniel Jones and grabs it himself. And then the offense capitalizes, because if the offense doesn't capitalize, who knows if that really is the momentum changer. But, you know, T.J. made a big play. And for whatever reason, when the Steelers get 1, they get 6. they don't get like two or three in a game. It's just all or nothing, and all against what was the best team in the AFC leading up to yesterday's game.
And the best running back, Jonathan Taylor, was held to under 50 yards. So all the Steeler fans, based on the performance of the last two games for the defense, are asking what changed. And I know that was a question that came up yesterday with players and coach. So what was the word?
I think there are a couple of things. One, I don't understand why the Colts didn't run it more. Like, you've got Jonathan Taylor. I think maybe Shane Steichen may have been guilty about thinking himself. Him and their offense coordinator has one of the best names in the game, Jim Bob Cooter. That is his real name.
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob Cooter may have been overthinking this game instead of just running Jonathan Taylor. So he didn't run it a ton, but the Steelers did a good job of stopping him. I thought Peyton Wilson played a great game. Patrick Queen was solid. I mean, the D-line was better. Not great, but better. They got their hands up on a couple of passes, which may have gotten in Daniel Jones's head. But once you stop, really, with this defense, once you get into obvious passing situations, they're allowed to get loose. And what hadn't happened in the previous couple of games were down in distance. They were third and threes. They were manageable plays where you could take a three-step drop and get rid of the ball. Well, in this game, Indy wasn't afforded that opportunity after the first drive, and the Steelers made them pay.
Well, how fortunes change, and we saw Cincinnati take a late lead against the Bears, and you thought, oh, no. And then typical Cincinnati, their defense allowed a late score by the Bears. So Cincinnati loses. The Browns aren't playing this week. And then you have the Steelers on Sunday Night Football again, this time on the road with a whole new attitude. The whole city. It's amazing how that one win can help change the dynamics in the field.
Yeah, I mean, listen, celebrate this win. Indy was playing great football. They were the highest scoring offense in the league coming into this game. That's a good win for the Steelers. Now, we've seen, you know, you've heard Aaron Rodgers say a couple of times if you follow the Steelers about not riding the roller coaster. Well, how do they avoid riding the roller coaster here, feeling so great about themselves, and then not backing up this performance in L.A.? It's going to be harder to turn Justin Herbert over in this game. So they're going to have to play a lot better offensively than they did. But they took advantages of their opportunities. And I think Aaron said this well after the game. They had to have this win. This was a huge win for them because they're 4-4. They're only a game up on the Ravens, and you can feel that coming. Now, the Ravens are still coming. They got Lamar back, but you feel a little better about yourselves.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers was asked what fired everybody up.
No, I didn't. But I noticed that something kind of changed last night when Jalen spoke. And it's not easy to speak in front of the team, even when you're a player. It's unnatural. I think coaches are used to it because they do it every single day. And Mike is fantastic at it. But Jalen kind of went on and on and had the attention in the room. And he said some really, really good stuff. I'm not going to get into it because I feel like that – it's kind of a, you know, need to know information, but it was meaningful to me on the offensive side, and I feel like we had a different energy in the locker room today. Now, all week, I don't pay super tight attention to that side of the ball at all times in practice, but I do feel like in the locker room pregame, there was a different energy for us, and they played really well.
Aaron Rodgers speaking about one of the newest Steelers, Jalen Ramsey, acquired in that trade with Miami for Minkah Fitzpatrick, fired up the team. I'm sure you heard this from other players, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you've only been a Steeler for 7 games. And to get up in front of the team and say what is on your mind, it takes some guts, but it takes some leadership. And as Aaron said, it brought a focus to this team. And good for him, because he had been doing it on the field. Now he did it, you know, with his words. And it seemed like it made a point. Let's see if they can, you know, keep that rolling into Los Angeles.
And it happens that they did it in front of the Super Bowl 40 reunion team, and it didn't hurt. And good for Joey Porter getting a key interception, too, with his dad in the stands and his teammates. They didn't want to let down that proud team either with that whole group, and a lot of them showed up at the game.
Yeah, it was really cool to see those guys. And Joey said his dad had been giving him grief. And you can imagine that there's a lot of talking in that family. And that, you know, his uncles were all coming back to town and they needed to make them proud. And I think they did. I mean, and to see those faces, I think that it was 20 years is crazy. But it was, you know, see Ben and Jerome and all the guys back. That was really cool.
All right. Pens play tonight in Toronto. And we've got Pitt basketball against Youngstown State with Bill Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken, and Jeff covering it all. Thanks, Jeff. And I especially enjoyed our day in San Francisco in the driverless car. It'll be a moment I'll never forget the rest of my life. That was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. We thought about leaving you at Alcatraz, but unfortunately the boat waited for you.
It did. All right, man. Enjoy the week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. Coast to coast. I seen a ghost. NASCO Roof Instant Access available just a click away. You can email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. So, Paul, great conversation with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. And a lot of people are wondering, you know, what changed from one week to the next? Because, to be honest, a lot of fans weren't overly optimistic about the chances of the Steelers beating the Colts.
And I don't know that the coach said anything about that really that convinced me one way or the other. In fact, the clip that I've been playing with you this morning in our top three is kind of concerns that idea. What did Jeff say, by the way, about what was the big difference maker?
One of them was Jalen Ramsey spoke to the team in the locker room the night before or whenever they were together on Saturday. And Aaron Rodgers referred to that it apparently had an impact, and it did on him too. But Coach T, listen to the way he describes it was a tough week for the team.
It was a tough week, but we certainly deserved it based on the last performance. I like the way the guys absorbed it, smiled in the face of it, and prepared and waited for the next opportunity. That's the National Football League, man. You get one shot about every 7 days, and sometimes you got to wear it. We certainly wore it this week. I'm appreciative of their spirit, their efforts, their resolve. Certainly we weren't perfect in any of the three phases, but we fought. We did what was necessary. We made plays. And so it's a big-time win for the collective.
The collective.
You know, what I like about that theme that he's talking about is, you know, failure isn't final.
No.
Let's keep going here.
Not in that business. And
Aaron Rodgers is sending much the same message when he says about staying off the roller coaster.
And they have an amazing collection of talent. And obviously, when they play together like they did yesterday, particularly on defense with six turnovers, it's what we expected and didn't see in the last two games. That said, rookie Jack Sawyer, linebacker from Ohio State.
This was so cool. And you were really high on Jack before the season started.
I got a good feeling on this guy. And he gets into the game. There's a tip pass, and he ends up with his first NFL interception. Here's what Coach Tomlin said about Jack Sawyer.
Man, the sun's always shining on Jack Sawyer. He's a five-star.
That's it.
I love it.
The sun's always shining on Jack Sawyer.
That's so great.
He's a five-star. That is gold.
You know, and then also Peyton Wilson had a great game. Some really good linebacking play. Outstanding.
And here's what Jack Sawyer said, being a rookie, you know, he's all eyes and ears when other players are talking.
Yeah, I mean, just that. Just, you know, we got to come out and play our brand of football and have fun and let loose and let it fly. You know, don't overthink too much and trust your instincts, or, you know, read your keys and then go out there and let it fly. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And, you know, let it all hang out, like I was telling him. And, you know, I think we did that, and it shows in the turnovers that we had.
You know, there's another rookie that we have yet to hear from that I would love to hear interviewed after a game, after a big win like that.
Who's that?
The quarterback.
Oh, Will Howard.
You got that right.
Yeah, he's on an injured list, and you bet he's chomping at the bit to learn. And I guess he is still learning from one of the greatest of all time, and that's Aaron Rodgers.
But I like what he had to say, Jack Sawyer. I hope he's headed for big, big things.
And the latest acquisition, 3 days before the game, Kyle Duggar, acquired from the New England Patriots, said his head was spinning.
Nah, we got to win, and that's all that matters. That's all I'm thinking about. So
he said he was ready. Well, he said the coaches.
He almost played the whole game, right?
He did,
yeah.
And they gave him a lot of credit. He jumped right, as Coach T said, a moving train.
They gave him a game ball.
Yes. So Kyle Duggar, Jack Sawyer, some of the names that you might not hear every game, but had a major impact in a big upset against the 7-1, now 7-2, Indianapolis Colts that came rolling in here with the best offense in the league and the best running back who was held to under 50 yards.
Not on Sunday. Yep.
And do note, he was never referred to by name by Coach T. He was just that runner.
Mm-hmm.
He never said Jonathan.
It's
Taylor.
Great, isn't it?
He goes, that runner.
In fact, I'll play that clip. Will be coming up at 9:30.
Okay.
Yep.
Coming up here on the Big K Morning Show, the chair will check in with Marty. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And as you know, Paul, we had an opportunity to talk to State Senator Wayne Fontana about the SNAP issue and the budget in the state of Pennsylvania. He represents the 42nd district here. And I think 2 million Pennsylvanians are waiting to hear the outcome of, are there any stopgap efforts to fund SNAP?
And there are some legal proceedings, at least today. Trump administration's been ordered by 2 federal judges to make payments with at least some of the contingency fund, if not all of it. Now, the problem, one of the problems they have in this thing is that SNAP costs nationwide about $8 billion a month, and the USDA has a contingency fund of only $5 billion. So that's one of the problems they face. Another one is that in the case of the judge in Rhode Island, he's also ordering the administration to make full payment. If they decide to make full payments for SNAP, they must do it by the end of the day today. And if they do that, it doesn't mean that people would necessarily see payments quickly, because it takes time to load the cards, up to 2 weeks, in fact, in some circumstances. The judge in Boston that also ruled on this said that USDA has to pay for SNAP, can't suspend the program. And that's where we stand at this point.
And so I asked Senator Wayne Fontana, Where do we stand in Harrisburg when it comes to these issues and a budget?
We're waiting, just like everyone else, and certainly last week in Harrisburg, encouraging and pushing and supporting the governor in his lawsuit against the federal government for that $5.5 billion contingency fund that's out there that we feel would fit its purpose, which is an emergency. And that's what this is. Folks going without food, to me and to my colleagues, is an emergency. So, you know, we're pushing as much as we can, supporting the governor in his action to join other governors in lawsuits to push out that those dollars. So we're not hearing, obviously, anything else that it's going to be resolved in the next day or so. So these actions are something that we feel like we can do from our point as elected officials. You know, I get a lot of emails. What are you doing? How can you help? That sort of thing. So, you know, we're doing all that we can legally. And then obviously we're trying to do some things, some of us in our own districts.
Explain, Senator, please, how the state and federal relationship relates directly to the SNAP program.
Well, the money flows down in a lot of cases from the federal down to the state, down to local, and then distributed out to different entities like food banks and those other organizations that help people, you know, through our local human services departments, that sort of thing. So, you know, one affects the other, unfortunately, in this case. And then we have our own, on the state level, we have our own budget issues that have not been resolved. So we're hopeful that happens in the next few days, actually, that we have something on the state level that's resolved and will be free up some dollars. But, you know, one affects the other, whether you like it or not. That's just how it works in government. So money flows down usually. And in this case, that's what's happening.
Well, apparently at noon today, a judge will decide whether the government can be forced to disperse those funds, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. Meanwhile, as far as helping people in the moment, there are food drives.
Yes, we decided, me, my staff, and a few of my colleagues, actually, Senator Costa, Senator Piscitano, to partner up with the Salvation Army for a food drive. This Thursday, November 6th, at 7 of their facilities, you can drop non-perishable foods. We also, for my staff, my office, have joined up with the food bank. We're doing that from today through November 20th. You can drop non-perishable food off at my Kennedy Township office or any food bank for that matter. Or you can go online in either case, whether it be the food bank or the Salvation Army. We're encouraging people to go online and make your pledge. For every dollar, you're getting three meals. But you can drop non-perishable items there. Paper products, diapers, those type of things. So we're publicizing that and trying to encourage folks that have non-perishable or want to donate money to do that, because this is the richest country in the world. Having people starve or not be able to eat is it's not good.
Well, a lot of people are very, very frustrated. I don't need to tell you, regardless of party affiliation, that there are families, in particular children and older citizens, who are struggling greatly because we can't get a resolution to at least feed our people. So hopefully that happens. It's been very, very challenging.
It's not just people without jobs. I mean, some of these folks have jobs and they still are struggling. And so, you know, to say, oh, these folks just stay home, and it's not the case in 99% of the cases. These are folks that are working hard to feed their families every day, and they depend on these services. And you know, we're missing it. We're not doing our job by making them suffer because you can't agree on other things. And most of the things that are being debated are other things that probably don't affect these folks that much, and they're suffering for that. It's not right to do that.
And finally, Senator, at the state level, what is the biggest issue separating getting a budget done?
Well, there's always a spend number issue. You agree on what number to spend, and then you work from there. There's also issues around some policy things like education and REGGIE, which is climate issues. Those kinds of things jump up, but they, quite frankly, they should all been negotiated back in May, not here in November. They should have been resolved. So it become the biggest issue. It's politics. It's just political. You know, one party that's in power wants to make the other party that isn't look worse than they are. So you know, you get into all this today. It's a very partisan world out there from the day that I started in the political life. It's much different.
Well, there are a lot of people that aren't happy with either side right now, as you know. But appreciate your willingness to come on and try to encourage people to support the food drive. Thank you, Senator.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me again. Take care.
Senator Wayne Fontana.
And Larry, to qualify for SNAP, by the way, in 2025, a family of four, the net income after certain expenses cannot exceed the federal poverty line. That's about $32,000 a year.
2 million Pennsylvanians wait to see what our government at the state level and the federal level are able to do as day 34 of the shutdown continues. .945 KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellen Gamble has an update.
Oh, and suddenly it's not a nice update here. The Parkway West inbound, Larry, we have an accident just before the top of Green Tree Hill. It is blocking lanes of traffic. You have backups that greet you as you round the bend by Carnegie. And it looks like there was a vehicle that might have been involved on the other side of the roadway somehow. It's off on the right shoulder outbound, but you have slow traffic before you get to the top of Green Tree Hill if you're headed toward the airport direction of things. Extra time required in all directions on the Parkway West for sure. Getting reports of an accident just now in East Liberty, Hamilton Avenue at East Liberty Boulevard. And we do have crews on the scene of an accident in Mount Lebanon, this on Washington Road near the intersection with Florence Place. Parkway East still has some rush hour delays. They greet you between Edgewood-Swissvale and the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. We're looking at sunshine today. Obviously, a good start. And a high of 55 clear and 37 tonight. 57 and sunny tomorrow. And we are going to experience the full Hunter's supermoon. Paul, you saw the moon coming in as I did. It was pretty spectacular early morning in particular.
And I wondered how close to the full phase it was.
Well, I'll tell you exactly. 7:19 a.m. on Wednesday, but obviously you can see it now, and it's pretty spectacular.
Right, clear skies tonight's forecast, so you'll be able to see it again for a second time. There'll be three big ones, actually.
Yeah, we're going to call our astronomer friend and tell us where to look, what to expect, and why this is so significant.
This morning it was over my western horizon, not too high in the sky.
And it looked huge.
It did.
Did you notice that?
I think that the moon looks bigger the lower to the horizon it is. I guess because there's something to compare it to.
I've seen a lot of big moons around here, but that one took the cake. JP Roofing and Siding and Owens Corning Preferred Contractor. That's Joe Potocnik. Working hard this summer, 44 years in. And as we get ready for the winter months ahead, if you have let anything linger when it comes to your roof or siding, downspouts, gutters, now is the time to call the roofing replacement experts. And it doesn't have to be a total roof replacement. By the way, that should only happen once with the warranty and workmanship and the Owens Corning products that JP uses. And Joe will give you $1,000 off any complete roof and siding installation project. But it all starts with a simple phone call. Get the free estimate. 412-829-7711. They'll set the bar of what and how it should be done right the first time. JP Roofing and Siding. Thank you, Joe.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.